Good evening and welcome.
Are you addressing me?
Yes.
Who allowed you entry? You said you could come in here.
Oh. Come in where? Where are you then? Can you say?
I will have no men in this room. Oh. Will you please leave immediately?
Yes, okay. Okay.
Now, who are you?
Well, my name's Lillian.
Lillian?
Lillian.
Lillian who?
I'm a friend who hopefully can help you.
No, Lillian who?
Lillian Pierce, is that good enough?
Who said you could enter this room?
Well, I think you've entered into my friend's room.
I've ventured nowhere.
What
and don't be so insolent.
What were you sitting in before you came?
I was in a chair.
What sort of chair? A nice.
Why?
If you bear with me, you'll understand. Were you sat in a cane chair? Cane.
Of course not.
Well, now you feel the arms of the chair that you're in now, and you'll find you're sat in a cane chair.
Now who's playing tricks? Now you can see why I will not allow people into this room.
It's not a trick. But something... had you ever thought what would happen when you died? Be quite honest about this.
Do you know, I'm rather angry.
I can tell.
I am trying to contain myself.
I do understand.
Why are these questions?
If you bear with me, you'll understand.
And why should I bear with you?
Did you feel ill or anything like that before you spoke to me or before I spoke to you?
Of course not.
You didn't feel ill?
Of course not. I'm sitting here.
Mm-hmm. But you're not in your own room. If something has caused you to die and you didn't accept what had happened, but what you do is you move on to the next world, the spirit world.
I do not believe that. If I die, I will go to heaven.
Yes, well, yes, you'll go to heaven. But you haven't accepted it, and that's why you're talking to me, and that's why I'm here to help you.
And who are you?
I just told you my name and my...
Lillian Pierce, but yes. Who are you?
I'm just somebody who wishes to help people like you, to understand what's happened to them. I've helped many people, and they're really quite grateful at the end.
You really must go and fetch me a brandy, because my temper is near to boiling point.
Well, first of all...
Ask who you're addressing, Mum.
Who are you? Can you tell me who you are?
That matters not.
No, okay. You feel very light in your body.
Yes.
And ahead of you, you can see a light. You can. And people are there waiting to welcome you into heaven. Maybe someone that you know. I know I'm a stranger and I'm sorry about that. But it just needs someone to tell you what has happened.
I understand you're probably a very kind person.
Well, I'm trying to be, but like you, I could lose my temper. And what good would that do?
I would have you removed immediately.
Well, there you are. But I would like to help you.
Or something like that.
I will listen because you are persevering, and I can feel my blood pressure rise.
Well, my job is to persevere.
What is your job? Just to help?
Just to help people like you to accept what has happened. We all have to die at some time. But there are people like you just doesn't accept what's happened.
Are you implying I'm difficult?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
You're just not understanding at the moment.
No. I surely am not.
I wish you were. But I would like you to look for the light.
And what will this light look like?
A bright, warm light. And in it you should begin to see people that you will recognize.
And not many I want to meet.
But there'll be somebody there that you want to meet. I don't know who, but you will know them.
Well, if they think they're telling me what to do, they can think again. How dare they? How very dare they? I can hear them.
Yes. And you'll recognize them?
Yes, I do. Young upstarts. Okay.
But you're fond of them.
I would never tell them that.
They know.
Why would I tell them that?
But they know that already.
Do they?
Yeah. Don't forget you're going to heaven, where things should be much clearer.
I'll have a few things to say when I get there. How long will it take?
Well, you're there almost.
Now that really is beautiful. That is wonderful. And if you're telling me the truth, then I'm happy to go.
Good.
Yeah, I'm telling you the truth.
We are.
Who's that other voice?
That's another lady who's here to help.
Okay.
I'm just glad you've accepted. That's all that's needed.
Who would have guessed that we would have needed a Lillian Pierce to yes. help me into heaven?
Can you? You never know.
But I am going, and I thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, and you're very welcome.
Before you do go, could you just tell us your name?
I certainly will not.
Oh. I'd like to know if you're royalty or gentry, or just for my records so I can write it down.
Records?
We just keep a little record of who we've helped. So it would be, we'd be really grateful if you could just give us a little clue.
You would not know me, so I will not tell you.
Oh, that's a shame.
So goodbye, I have to go.
I'll have to be blank.
Pulling.
Yes,
and of
yes.
course I am not a commoner.
Well, I gathered that.
Well,
madam.
That's what enough is information for now.
Well, you've had a commoner to help you.
Commoners.
Well, I've become quite attached to you.
Well, thank you. But as long as you're okay, that's
fine. You're still a little bit impudent, but there you go.
Anyway,
I must go.
We know you'll be happy.